Thank you for joining Bevel Talk, Season 1, Episode 2. Pipe welding in the field can be challenging. Today, we're talking about what it's like to work for a top engineering, procurement, and contractor like Kiewit. Let's get right into it.
Welcome to Bevel Talk, the podcast where we discuss the everyday challenges of welding pipe in the field. In case you missed it, last time we met Justin Morse and Chris Reidner of Kiewit. We discussed a little bit about how they got their starts in the welding industry, where they're going with Kiewit, what they've done with Kiewit. Today, we want to learn a little bit more about who Kiewit is. So we're going to turn some time over to Justin and Chris. Justin, Chris, can you guys talk to us a little bit about who Kiewit is, what kind of jobs you're working on, you got any awards or special notations? We just want to know more about Kiewit.
Yes, so Kiewit's a large construction company. Operate in Mexico, United States, Canada, and we've done a little bit of work in Australia as well. Kiewit got its start in 1884, and primarily for a vast majority of its history was really an infrastructure company. So highways, bridges, buildings, that's really what cemented Kiewit's name in the industry. It wasn't really until the 80s, especially in the 90s, when Kiewit started to take a look at the industrial side. So power plants, OGC work, petrochem, things of that nature. And I believe today most of Kiewit's revenue actually comes from the industrial markets. So a little bit of a switch from historically what Kiewit has done. Probably most famous, or one of the more famous, if you want to call it that, districts of Kiewit is Kiewit Power Constructors. You see them in ENR pretty frequently. Currently market share leader for natural gas combined cycle power plant construction. And that's where I've spent most of my years at Kiewit, was actually within Kiewit Power Constructors, focusing on the natural gas power plants that are all the rage these days with fracking and cheap natural gas and all the downstream effects that's benefiting our economy.
You've been with Kiewit for how long, Justin?
Going on 10 years.
You've been in the industry with Kiewit for about 10 years. What makes Kiewit place in the top five of the ENR report every year? I mean, what are you guys doing? What is making you guys an industry leader?
Execution. And I know that's, I can dig into that a little bit here in a minute. It's very vague, but when we go build a power plant, and we set hydro test date, or we set a completion date, substantial completion date, we make those targets. In an industry, it's kind of notorious for budget overruns, schedule pushes, schedule delays. You hear it all the time with big projects in the news that something's going to cost more money or take longer. It's very impressive to see the complexity of the projects that we build and have them done on time and on budget. We are an EPC contractor as well, which means that we do both the engineering, the procurement, the E and the P, and then the construction, obviously, as well. So that gives us a lot of flexibility that's all in-house to really drive schedules and drive costs down. And our processes and procedures really are kind of at the heart of that and the execution phase. Obviously, a big part of good execution is safety. I believe we have one of the best safety records in the industry. And I hear from a lot of our craft that they like showing up to work for Kiewit when Kiewit comes to town to build something, because they know that Kiewit genuinely takes safety seriously. So execution on all fronts really, really is impressive, no matter how big the project.
Execution, safety make Kiewit a leader in industry. What else is driving Kiewit's leadership in the industry?
One area that we are trying to get into more is definitely the Gulf Coast markets. Typically, that hasn't been something, especially in the oil and gas market, that we've played a lot in. But we have a few very large projects that are in that market right now that are just kicking off that we're really excited about. But we're also looking at other countries. So Mexico is growing tons for us. We really started working down there about 3 years ago. And that work is exponentially growing for us. So focusing on new markets, places where, there's still a lot of opportunity to gain some decent market share and build some cool projects.
Chris, Justin, last time we talked, we talked about a labor shortage, lack of skilled laborers, lack of people joining the trades, but now you're telling me that you guys are executing, you're hitting deadlines. What are you guys doing? What's different about you that's keeping you on schedule?
Yeah, building on all those things that I think make Kiewit very successful is our desire to embrace technology quickly, to really try to gain some sort of competitive advantage. And that's been, honestly, an interesting, historically very prevalent within the Kiewit organization. If you go to a infrastructure job site where you're moving a lot of dirt, scraper is ubiquitous these days. You know, used all over the place, really efficient moving dirt. Kiewit was one of the first companies to pioneer that. I forget who the original company was that made it, but they essentially came to Peter Kiewit and said, "Hey, we got this new technology. You want to give it a shot?" And they jumped all over while other people were saying no. Back up, 5-10 years, and we have a massive part of our company that's actually a software development company to develop software for construction tracking and scheduling and cost analysis and cost reporting and labor productivity tracking. So Kiewit's always recognized that technology is very important to us. In the welding world, it really has been the embrace of, R&D from Miller, where I'm taking welders and making them more productive by helping them deposit more metal faster, coupling that with flux core. There still are a lot of good welders out there, but once we get them, we have to get more out of each welder that we can find. I joke a lot about how our industry works. Imagine a Fortune 500 company on Wall Street taking all their best people and firing them every year, then rehiring them, fresh people. And that's essentially what we do in the construction industry. We move all over North America building big projects. And once we're done that project, obviously we lay all the craft off. We don't necessarily take them with us. And we, pop up shop somewhere else to build another power plant, for example, and have to hire all new craft and start from scratch again. So it's a taxing industry to be in, but using technology like R&D and FluxCore or our software or whatever has really been helpful in that.
Chris, do you have anything you want to add?
Not necessarily from a technology standpoint. I think that pretty much encompasses everything that Kiewit stands for and what we're doing to make things better.
Is your pipe welding equipment costing you time and money? It's time to reinvent your workday. Make the move to ArcReach technology from Miller. And don't walk, weld. Get more information at millerwelds.com/ArcReach.
Okay, so you've mentioned that you guys are working on several different projects right now. Jim, do you have something you'd like to add?
I was just going to ask Chris, you guys manage your jobs a little differently from what I've seen other companies. You have some very skilled welding people that help the craft. And I think it goes back to the comments that you guys made about, kind of firing your craft and having to start all over again. It's almost a continual training that takes place. But having those good skilled people there on site for the craft when they run into issues, I think that really helps you guys a great deal. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. Great point, Jim. We seen that 5-6 years ago, Justin to actually kick that off. And we seen value in bringing in, top tier, welding professionals, subject matter experts, if you will. And we took those guys up under our wing and trained them to, understand multiple processes, not just from a welding standpoint, but from a business standpoint too, how to manage work, how to manage people, and how to manage cost. And by doing that, we built a core group of welding managers, if you will, that we'll place on our, high profile jobs to manage welding operations. And that could be anything from simple, weld testing to determining what processes they want to use or what the manpower needs are. And by doing so, we've been extremely efficient, effective on our projects, and we create an environment that welders want to come back and work for us, because not only are they being managed by, Kiewit managers, but they're being managed by welders first. And these guys are able to understand what it takes to be a welder on these jobs and know what they need before these welders even ask for it.
With you guys definitely being a cyclical, you hire a craft, you release a craft at the end of a job. What is it that somebody needs to know or needs, what skills do they need to have to be able, when a Kiewit job's coming into town, to be ready to say, "Hey, hire me. I'm your guy." What's that going to take to be a welder on a Kiewit site?
Are we talking like a welder, or are we talking weld supervision?
Yes, both. How's that? Give me both levels. Let's talk about the young guys that are starting as well as the old guys that have already been doing it.
Great point. So for a welder on our project, we'll start with welders. There's typical gate test, right? And it depends on what sets of areas of Cubit we're working with, whether it be an open shop model or a union model. Coming out of a union, you know, we're limited to what we can do there. We'll get what the unions send us, but we're constantly monitoring people, right? You know, how effective are they? How productive are they? What's the quality of their work that they're putting out? And a lot of that starts in the test booth. Like day one, when we're testing these guys before they come and are allowed to weld on our project, we'll test them and basically vet them out and see, you know, what their skill level is. Can they perform for us on our project? And we look for those, you know, top tier welders that have the experience and have, you know, some years under their belt. And we try to promote those guys and keep them with us as much as we can. From a welding management perspective, it's kind of the same thing. For us, in my opinion, I don't think you can effectively manage welding operations to the level that our people can without being a welder of some sort to actually understand the process, you know, under the hood and know what you're looking at. Because a lot of these projects that we're dealing with, these welders will have issues or, you know, a process issue or whatever it may be. And if, you know, our people need to be able to come in and see what those issues are and be able to address them and to the point of literally getting under the hood and help them.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. It definitely takes somebody that's had the experience to be able to manage somebody. Are there any certifications, any endorsements that would help a welder get onto a Kiewit site?
We typically are welding to your major codes. So if it's structural, it's going to be American Welding Society, you know, D11, obviously, really, really common. If you're on the piping, boiler side, it's going to be American Society of Mechanical Engineers testing to their Section 9. We don't take any existing welder certifications. So we test all of our welders ourselves. I mean, that being said, obviously, the more experience you have in the field, the more tests you've taken over your career and are comfortable testing, you see a lot of test booth nervousness. The more comfortable you are testing, that's obviously going to bode well to be successful in one of our jobs as a welder. When you come to test and, you know, like Chris was saying, when you're in the test booth with somebody who knows how to weld as well and is very familiar with those processes, you can easily pick, you know, who is the right caliber and who's not. So just being proficient. Kiewit specifically, we spent a lot of effort on training to the RMD and Flux Core. Our industry, field welding pipe is still highly TIG stick. And we're one of the few contractors that across the board run semi-automatic. So it's been years building to that point, working on that with unions on the open shop side. But now when Kiewit comes to town, people know that you're expected to run wire, run a semi-automatic process, and that's how we build our work.
Fantastic. Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners about Kiewit, who they are, and what makes you different from other contractors?
It's a great place to come to work. We got awesome projects. It's always exciting to see the wind moss reports come out and see, you know, these major projects that we're bidding in the billions of dollars and winning because of the technical expertise. You know, we teach a lot of schools here, and some of the feedback we've heard from other people is, you know, pick up the phone and call somebody at Kiewit. So, you know, if you come on here with one big family, you can call anybody in any district who has the right expertise. And, you know, Chris has never gotten rejected. Somebody doesn't have the time to talk or whatever. If you really want to come build a career here, there's people here that will help you learn all the stuff, every step of the way. And if you want to, you know, learn about electrical, concrete, you know, welding, whatever it is, it really is a great organization to have a true career. And yeah, I can't speak highly enough about it.
Justin and Chris, thank you for your time today. Please join us next time as we talk more with Justin and Chris about the projects that Kiewit's currently working on or projects that are upcoming. Thanks for listening to Bevel Talk.